Okay, let's begin Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Nun Ches 58. As we continue here in the last parak, which we started last time, the last parak of Maseches Shkalim, and we started talking about Safek Tumas. So, somebody finds rok or a kli. Those are the two discussions that we already had in the beginning of the Mishnah. We know the Mishnah tells us in the first parak in Maseches Kalim the different levels of Avos HaTumos. All the Avos HaTumos are listed there in the beginning of Kalim. That's the first parak. Avos HaTumos is the name of the parak, the first parak of Kalim. Avos HaTumos. Hasheres, just to read a little bit. Hasheres, Vashech Vazera, Utmei Meis, Vametzor Abimei Sifro. All of these aren't people or items that became Tamei. They are the source of Tuma. A Derd Sheret's rodent, it didn't become Tamei from anything. It's just, Hashem says, that is one of the Avos HaTumos. That is Mitame. That's Mitame other things. This whole list of items. That's then the Mishnah goes through the different levels. Lamala Mehem, Nevela, Umechatas, right? The ashes, the water, the ashes of Paraduma. And then you have Mishnah Gimel. Lamala Mehem, Boal Nida, Lamala Mehem, Zovo, Shelzov, Veruko, Veshichva Zara, Umeme Raglov. Mishnah Gimel. That's the one that's relevant for us, right? They have the whole list of group and liquids that come out. Liquids, that means his ziva, the flow that comes out, the liquid itself, the ruk, the saliva, the shefa zera, or the meme raglov, the dam hanida. All of those are metame b'maga u'b'masa. Those are metame whether one touches it or whether one carries it even without touching it. Lamala mehen, merkav, and moshav, that's if his av sits on something, in Avatumatu to make other things Arishon Lamala, the Zav and the Zava themselves, Lamala, the Mitzora, Lamala, the part of a mace, and Lamchamer Mekulam Hamase, Shumatame Ba'oel Mashain Kulan Bitamas. So that's the source, for the third Mishnah Kalim, that liquids of a Zav or a Zav are Tame. So that's the Mishnah here in our Mesechta wonders. If you find Roke, right. Why are we talking about this? Because three prakim ago, right, we were talking about shkalim that are found, coins that are found next to the shofar. It's like, what's the halacha? So we're talking about things that are found. What's the halacha here too? If you find rok in Yerushalayim, so the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir said that you could assume it's tahar because Yerushalayim is a tahar place. That's where people who are tahar frequent. People who are there are mostly tahar, and therefore Rabbi Meir says, unless, except for the Shukha Elyon, I'm not going to assume it's tar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, depends. The rest of the year, you have to know who's in the middle and who's on the sides, right? The on Yantif, then the tar people walk in the middle and the tummy people walk on the sides. But the rest of the year, the tummy people walk in the middle and the tar people walk on the side. And therefore, it depends where one finds it. That is the first case of the Mishnah, the case of the Ruk that's found in Yerushalayim. Case number two are the Kalim. The kelim that are found in Yerushalayim, derech yirida lebeis hatfila. So Rabbi, again, another machlok, as the mayor says, it depends. If it's found on the way down to the mikvah, it's found on the way up from the mikvah. And that's the determining point. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi says they're all tahar. Rabbi Yossi says you can assume even going down to the mikvah. It's all tahar. There's no cheskas tuma. We don't know it was tame, so we don't assume it's tame unless you know for sure that it was Tame, except for these items that are used for burial. So those you assume for sure are Tame. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim, not really Mefurish discussed, but it's Mashma. There's a Kesef Mishnah that discusses when does Tara actually take place? Does Tara happen when one is in the mikvah, in under the water? That's when the person becomes Tar, or once one comes out of the water? So that he has a diak from the Rambam that's only when one comes out. Ukeshayale mitumaso, and he's yale from the tuma when he actually goes up from the water. But for sure, before you go into the water, going down, right? So that is obviously cheskas according to Rabbi Meir is cheskas tame, and going up is cheskas tar, because you assume even if it was tame, it is tahar right now. That is case number two. Case number three, sakin. Sakit shenimseis ba'arba'a asar, a knife that's found on the 14th day of Nisan. So what is halacha? Do you assume that the knife is tar to use now? Because if the knife is, even if it was put into a mikvah, you still need haref shemesh. You still need it's a tefillah, the knife is a tefillah yom until you wait, till Shkia comes. So if you find the knife on the 14th though, shochet b'miyad, you're allowed to use it right away. Because you assume that, right, people need their knives on Erev Pesach. It's the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, knives. Whether a knife is going to be used. Nipsis, you assume that people knew about this. Therefore, they put it into the mikvah. They were matarit already the day before. And therefore, you can use it. Nipsis barbasar shochid bamiyad. You can use it right away. Let's look at the Pnei Moshe for a minute. It says the Pnei Moshe towards the bottom. Saka nipsis barbasar. Benisam Yerushalayim, if you find it on the 14th. The Alpha Gavdalo Gozer al Safik Kilim Yerushalayim, even though we're not Gozer, like we just quoted Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Meir said if it's going down to the mikvah, it is Tameh going up for the mikvah Tar. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan Tahorim, they're all Tar. So says the Pnei Moshe, even though we hold like Rabbi Yossi, we're not Gozer on Safek Kalim, Mikal Makam ala Sakinim, Shein Lashchitas, Kachim Gazru, Mnechumas Kachim. But for Kachim, we are Machmir. We are Machmir, even though we assume generally Tahar. If you find a Kli, you assume like Rabbi Yossi, it's Tahar. You don't have to be Machzik in his Tameh. But for Kachim, we're Machmir. For Kachim, we assume things are Tameh because we have a higher standard when it comes to Kachim. Generally, but not on Erev Pesach. The Dafka B'Shayim Mos Hashanah. The rest of the year, we have a higher standard for Kachim, and we'll assume it's Tameh. Aval an Mimsa B'Yud Dalid, Mistama Hitz Biluhu HaBailim Yasmol. Mistama, the Bailim, already put into the mikvah yesterday. Kedei Shiyehela Harif Shemesh, so that it could have Harif Shemesh yesterday, on the 13th, going into the 14th. So if you find it on the 14th, it'll be tar. If they really shcho, ba, hayom, pisco. Lefichach lo gazer ala sakit, should nimseis, biyom ze. V'shochid bamiyat. So even though we have passed like Rabbi Yossi in the previous case, that Kalim are generally assumed to be tar, but there's a chumrah not mentioned in the Mishnah that you have a higher standard when it comes to kachin. But that standard is relaxed on Erev Pesach because we assume that everybody's getting ready for the Karen Pesach. That's Sakin Miyad. Bishlosha Asar, but if you find it on the 13th, you don't assume people Dafka were Zriza Makdimin. If you find it on the 13th, maybe people put it into the mikvah or are planning to do it today. People wait to the last minute, that's just part of human nature. And therefore, show no matbil. Then you have to again put it into the mikvah again and wait till nighttime. You can't use it. You can't use it today. You have to assume it might be a tummy. Interesting. Your knife. Bringing your knife. You can bring your own knife to do the shkita of the Karan Pesach. You can bring your. It sounds like if you find knives in Yerushalayim, didn't have to be a special knife from the Beis HaMikdash. You can bring your own knife. It sounds like all knives in Yerushalayim. So again, the shkita of the Karan Pesach had to be somewhere in the Azara, right? Even Kachet Kalim. Karan Pesach is Kachet Kalim. You have to do it in the Azara. Not on the north side of the Azara, like Kachet Kachim, but Pesach is Kachet Kalim, it's a type of a shlamim. But it talks about any knife being used. The first Mishnah and the first Tosus in Ezeo Makoman, which is the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, hopefully, to say Karbanos every day, or Ben Yonah says in Brachas that it's a Din Daraisa to say Karbanos, because, you know, our lips should be a ki'ilu, the karbanos were brought. So if you remember the first Mishnah in Ezeo Makom, and Ezeo Makom Shosvachim, Kachi Kashim, Shechidasan Batzafon, V'kibul Daman Bikli Shareis Batzafon. So we're supposed to be medayik anything from that Mishnah. Right? We can't just say Ezeo Makom, we have to learn Ezeo Makom. Shechidasan Batzafon, V'kibul Daman Bikli Shareis Batzafon. So if you're medayik in that Lashon, it sounds like the Kabbalah Sadam has to be in the Kli Shareis. And what about the Shechita itself? It skips that point. Right? It says, first it just says where the shechita is, but it doesn't have to say that you have to use a special knife. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim right here at the beginning of Ezeo Makoman. Daf Mem Zayin in Zvachim. First Tosfos. Rabbeinu Ephraim, hayam adaktik mikan, delo bi'inan sakin b'shechita, mi delok tani shechitasan b'klishareis b'tzafon. Doesn't say that. Kiddik Tani got a Kabbalah. The Kibbal Daman Bechlisharis Pesavon. Umitokach as Yishaper Adam Berakama Dechulin. Kugon Shebadak Kromish Shalkani. Take just six, you know, forget a Klisharis. Not even a knife, just something sharp. Veshachetpa. To low boy Klisharis. Fakin Matrix has Mipsachim. And Perke Ludvarim. Shaya Kalechad. Mevi Sakino Mitoch Beso. Right? Quoting now Psachim, which is our Sugi now. Are you quoting from Sachim? So everybody sounds like from there, everybody brings their knife. The EF Shalomar Kane says Tosfos, though I argue, I don't think that's correct. The Besof Atodi, look at the end of Perek Atodi Menachas, Besof Damchatas, Darish, Midachsiv Vayika Yidarshin from, where would you have the source? The source that you need a special kli. Yidarshin from, Vayikach Es HaMa'acheles, right, from the Akedah. Avram Avinu took the Ma'acheles, the Ola to Unikli. You see from there that an Ola, Yitzchak was a Karban Ola. You learn Halachas from the Akedah of Karbanis. The Ola to Unikli, you learn from there. V'yalfinon, mine kulu ubisot parakoya maybe mashba the sakin makadish leladam. Also the it sounds like or the lashon of the Gemara is sakin moshchasim lamashahein. The knife is makadish. The sakin is what determines. So again, it sounds like the sakin is plays a role. V'yol bereisha toda. Okay, Tosfos is quoting from all over. Igal amanda amar sakin alima mikli sharis. The avagav deles letoch makatsha. So Tosfos quotes other deyas that you do need a knife, and two, a kli sharis. V'hikro mishalkana, yigal meimar cha tikna v'asa kli. And when the Gemara in Chulin says that it's used a sharp piece, it means a shard that you fashioned into a knife, and you made it into a kli sharis. Lav dafka, that it doesn't, mean that. What about our Mishnah? Ezel makoman. V'hai delo tnan hacha shchitason b'kli sharis patsafon, kidatan b'kabala lo dami. The Kabbalah nami lo hiskira kli elamishim deboishi gam akli betzafon. This mission is meant, the ikar of the mission is meant to talk about places. Places, not kalim. So it has to say where the Kabbalah has to be done, and that's why it says, mishim deboishi gam akli betzafon. The kli has to be in the north side by kachay kachim. La afuke yam habahema betzafon vakli bedarom. Vadam akaleach litocho. So it has to say it for technical reasons, but not because there should be a diuk regarding Kabbalah versus Shechita. Okay, but this is the first Tosfos here in Ezel Makoman about knives and the type of knife that is used. Again, I didn't read to the end of the Tosfos, but that's relevant to our case where it sounds like they're bringing knives from home, or at least knives that are found anywhere in Shalayim. You assume that these were knives from the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, good. So if you find the knife for the 14th, you can assume it's tar. If you find the knife on the 13th, you have to be shown to a matbil. Kofitz, if you find a large shopping knife, kofitz is not usually used to cut meat, but if it's larger, you look at the carbon eida. Sakin gadol, it's a large knife, like we might call it a cleaver. Ruban asuyin lachtoch basar v'lashaber ba'atzavos. It's a big knife that doesn't really, it's not used for very fragile type of situations. We have to be worried about breaking the bones, right? So a kofitz, if you find, bazeo, show no matbil, even if you find the kofitz on the 14th, right? Carbon Pesach, you have to make sure, as we know, not to break the bones. So you want to use a kofitz. So maybe a kofitz is not needed. A kofitz, maybe you'll use for the chagiga for the next day, but not for today. So therefore, you have to be told it again because maybe it wasn't done to be ready for today. The Tikkun Chazon also says here on the fourth line, "Demitoch she'ein shvirasa etzem bePesach habaylim ein srichim la kol yudalid ad lamachar." Right, you're not going to need it until the next day. Good. Back to the Mishnah. Chal arba asar lios b'Shabbos shochid b'miyad. What happens if the 14th is on Shabbos? So then you would be able to use the kof, even the kofitz right away, because you don't say, "Oh, maybe you didn't do it today because you won't need it till the next day." You can't be tovel on Shabbos. We assume people will look ahead. Right, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Beitza talks about why you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos. There's 4 days in the Gemara. The Maskan is Tikkun. Tikkun is Tikkun to Rabbanan, which is Makeh B'Patish or Bona. So therefore, people know that you can't do that, so then if you find it beforehand, so then you can use it right away because you assume people took care of it. But on the 15th, you find it on the first day of Yantif. So then you could use even the kofitz right away because you assume at least it was done yesterday and today it's ready to use for other karbanos. Nim says, kshura lasakin, harehu kasari zekasakin. If you find a kofitz and a sakin tied to each other, so then you have to, could assume that just like the sakin you are allowed to use today because you assume it was toveled. So if this kofitz is tied to the sakin, so you assume they were both toveled and that would be allowed. Period. Okay, kol arokin, back to the first case. So if you find this spittle on the streets of Yerushalayim, machlokes, Rabbi Meir says they're all tar except in the Shuk HaElyon. Rabbi Yossi says it depends where you are. What's with the Shuk HaElyon? What's, why is that so, So Tameh, Rabbi Yavin, Mishem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Katzron shel goyim hayasham. The idolaters had a laundromat there, right? And therefore, you know, that's where they hung out. And we know midrabanan, the goyim are considered zavim, midrabanan, and therefore any liquid of theirs are considered, really, goyim is not makabel tumah, but on a daraisa level. But they're midrabanan, they have the status of zavim, and therefore, that's why you have to treat the shukah elyon as tameh, if you find these liquids there. Amar Rabbi Chanina, or arudos, hayunocharin sham, is the girsa. Arudos, wild donkeys, they used to kill there. And again, also, either way, they hung out there. Right? And that's where they were. Either they had a katzron, they did laundry there, or they used to kill animals there. Whatever the issue is. Okay, period. We're going to add in a line now from that the Gra adds in. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Maisa shahayu nocharin, once we're talking about these arudos. Maisa shahayu nocharin arudos bestratia shamelech. One time they were, killing these wild donkeys in order to feed to the lions for the in the king's army. And they were doing this on the way to Yerushalayim. And the Oli Regalim mishtakin bedam arakaboseim. And the Oli Regalim had to get through this, and they touched the dam on the way to Yerushalayim. Ubol of Rechacham, and they came in front of the Rechacham. They said, "Well, what's the halacha? Right? If we touch this dam of what is this nevela?" Right, nevela, an animal that died without getting shechted. Right, animal just killed. So they touched this. So what's the halacha of dam nevela? We know baser nevela is metame. Right, that's the we learned that earlier. So baser nevela is metame. What about dam? What about dam nevela? So that we said we had a whole sugya earlier. Yes, no, and then it's brought up here again. So ve'lo amru lo v'lehem davar, and the chachamim didn't say anything. Meaning, it sounds like the chachamim didn't say. You have to worry about it, and therefore dam nevela. They implicitly were saying is not tame. Dam nevela is not tame, and therefore you didn't have to be you don't have to be tovel for it. We skip the next line again. The next couple of next 10 lines we've already had twice in Yerushalmi. One earlier in this Masechta of Simon, skipping a line of Shimon because that we had it earlier. Rav Simon Shimon Shimon Levi Maisa Beperda Mishal Beis Rabbi. There was a story about a mule in Beis Rabbi Shemesa that died. Okay, it died without shechita, and therefore it's a nevela. Vitiyah was damam Mishim nevela. And again, they were matar the dam. But, as we had earlier, we weren't sure how to interpret the story. Was it because dam nevela is totally not mitame, or is it because it didn't have enough of a shear? You still need a minimum amount. So that's what the Gemara says. Rebbe Elazar Shalor Rebbe Simon at Kama. Do you know how much dam there was? They were mitame it in the house of Rebbe. V'lo agibe, he didn't give an answer. Shalor Rebbe Shimon Levi, the answer of Rebbe Shimon Levi, Amar Le Rebbe Shimon Levi gave an answer. Ad Rebbe Yastar, Yosemin Kantame. It would be mitame. It's just that there's a minimum, revius. So if it was a revius of dam, that dam nevela would be metame, but because there was less, it wouldn't be metame. So Rabbi Elazar asked of Simon, who ignored him, and he asked of Shimon Levi, who gave him an answer. Of a Ksubis and Sanhedrin. Ubash to Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar was very upset that the first person didn't give him an answer. To Lo Chazal, Rabbi Simon Shmuasa, Rabbi Simon didn't give him an answer, so he was upset about that. Stop there for a minute. Talking about killing these animals, there is a tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. We haven't mentioned this in a long time, so I thought I'd mention it again. Noda B'Yehuda in Yaradeya, in Chelik Beis Simen Yud, he has a tshuva about whether one is allowed to go hunting, whether that is a allowed entertainment of a nice Jewish boy. Is one allowed to go hunting? So he has this tshuva written to Gumfrecht Oppenheim. Okay, mitavol kibalti. Vim eineni makira v'lo yadanale. I'm not sure who you are. Ach, asher balish ol she'ilta u'mishtoi balishna de chachmasa. Ni meishe v'lechol shol. V'shor she'ilaso. Ish echad asher ziko Hashem benachla rechava. Somebody has many acres. V'yesh lo kfarim v'yaros asher ba'yaros tirmos kol chayso yar. Right, he's quoting Baruch Hinafshi. Right, he has all the different all animals in his forest. Im mutalo le'lech ba'atzmo liros bekanes sreifa letzut zayid. Nobody's in these forests. It's all, he's not hurting anybody, not stealing from anybody. He just wants to go into these forests and shoot. Oh, im aser li Yisrael lasos davarzeh, or is it aser for a Jew to do? Imishum tsar balechayim, imishum baltashchis, imishum shenohagu bo iser. He says those are the three potential problems. Tsar balechayim, right, you're causing an animal to suffer. Baltashchis, or Nagu Bo Isser. So those are the three suggestions. And he amazing, it's an amazing tshuva, because he goes through each of those three issues, first of all, and he quotes how none of them are a problem. It says, number one, Tzar Bal Chayim, you're killing the animal right away. So it's not Tzar Bal Chayim. Tzar Bal Chayim is only if you the torturing the animal, not if you kill an animal. Just killing an animal is not Tzar Bal Chayim. Bal Tashchis, these animals are not being used by anybody. Right? You're ruining something that is useful and somebody can get Hanah from. Nobody's ever going to use these. It's in his forests, on his land. So he says, and davar sheish bo tzarech la'adam, anything that I get benefit from, maybe you could call this benefit. Less b'mishum tzar b'alechayim. V'gam lo shah tzar b'alechayim, elo l'tzaro ulanicho chayim, avo lohamis behemos, v'chayos, homini b'alechayim, less b'mishum tzar b'alechayim. V'im kain, ein b'nidon she'eloso mishum tzar b'alechayim. Mishum batash chizvadei leka, tari nene b'or, v'gam eino oset derech hashchasa, you're not doing it in a destructive way, you're going to use the skin. V'gam tzar batash chiz. So Aval Davar Shein Bo Hefsid L'Shum Adam Lo Shayach Bal Tashchis V'Yem Kein Hani Chayso Yar Kol Zman Shein B'Chayim Ein Bo Hem Shum Ana Al Adam. What about Dvarim Shas She Nagu Bo Hem Isser Leka L'Meichesh The Davar Shein Lo Shum. What kind of minog is there about people haven't done this? No, it's not like this was relevant and then they didn't do it. Davar Shein Lo Shchiach Lo Shayach Bo L'Meim Ar Shnagu Bo Isser. So that's the first half of the Shuvah. He says all those three Isser and potentials I don't think is a problem. And now he goes, V'hine adko dibarnu mitzad ha-din. This is technical din. V'yamnam ma'od ani tam al guf ha-davar. But I can't even understand how you asked the question. V'lo matzinu ish tzayid rak nimrod ube'esav. Only found two hunters in Tanakh. You want to join that illustrious group? Nimrod and Esav. V'ein zed darki b'nei Avram Yisav Yaakov. U'puk chazi lomar. Right, I go out and he quotes other tshuvas. V'chulu rachma v'kol masav v'ech yamis ish yisraeli biyadayim ba'alei chayim b'lishum tzorech. How do you just kill animals for no reason? Rak ligmar chemdas zmano lehisasek betzeda. Because you get it's entertaining for you. V'imishum shedubim v'zeivim v'shar chayas atorfim mo'adim lahazek. If it's dangerous animals, okay, I'm not talking about that. If it's lions and tigers, Hari Amrus Azeva Ari Kalakonu Hargan Zacha Gamzet Tausu. But that's a mistake because we might not pass in that way. But also, these are in your forest; they're not coming near you. All right, so therefore, I don't think Miu Mishu Isha Tzarach Lazo Parnasaso Mitzeda Gazu Bazu Lashayach Achzaris. If you're doing it for Parnasa and whatever, you're selling the hides. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about somebody that's doing it for entertainment. Of a Misha Ain Zed Tzarach LaParnasa Saso. Hay einiker kavona so klal bishul panasos er ella achzar is achzarius. Vad kan dibarti misad Yosef an haga. Shorei lo demach b'dei. You should stay away from it. But then he says, I think it's aser also, not just inappropriate. He says v'achshav ani omer afilu isuri ika. Why? You're putting yourself into a dangerous situation. Sharei kala oskim b'azet srichim lihikanis biyaros ulahachnas atzman b'sakanos gedolos b'makam gedudei chayos. Rachmana Amar v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafsho seichem. U'milanu gadol v'uman baki b'tzeda Yosef me'esav. And Esav says, ani olech ani anochi olech lamus. V'ina mikra Yosef me'dei pshuto. Hainu shu mistakin b'chol yom b'in gedudei chayos v'in pirsho ramban. U'mayata eich yachnas ot atzmo ish yehudi. U'lakam gedudei chayos v'roz. How can you go in there? Right, if unless you're doing it for mamish, your parnasa, the chulu, and therefore he says at the end, lemiata ani omer sheish b'davar ze iser v'gam sakana, and then he says it's there you're forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do nisim for you. So at the end he says hashomea li yishkon betach hashakit v'shanan bebeito v'lo yavad zman v'dram keila. Stay at home and do other things, and that's right beis yud in the Noda Bihuda. Okay, so that's but these killers of Arodos, I don't think were interested. I don't think they weren't Jewish. That's the whole point of the Gemara. Fine. So let's get back to our sugya. So the blood of Nevela, Dam Nevela. So we said the story, they went up to Yerushalayim and the Chacham didn't say anything. And then you have the story of Beis Rebbe, where Rebbe Lazar asked what was the reason, and Rabbi Shimon Levi answered that there wasn't enough. Maybe we'll talk about Rabbi Shimon Levi at this time, but first we have a little more to do. Again, this next piece of Gemara we've had already. Rabbi Avi Yosef Masni had they know of there. Rabbi was going over this whole story. Amalei Rabbi Yisla Bar Bisna Ad Rabbi Yistar Yosef Mikan Tamei, and he was going over and saying it was only because it wasn't the shear, right? Only up to Rabbi Yisla Star, but more than that is Matamei. Ubaat Ben, he got upset at him for making that comment. So Amalei Reb Zirikan, begin to ushal lecha ad bad bay.
What, you literally, you kicked him, you got upset at him because he was talking to you in Torah.
Amalei, begin to lav avizdai tibi.
I wasn't thinking straight.
Why?
I have no food,
and therefore I'm anxious. Dam Rabbi Chanan, vayuchayecha tlum lecha mineged. Right, life. I think we have this in Psachim. So your life is, we're going to darshan from this pasuk. Each phrase of the pasuk is referring to someone who relies more on others. Again, from the tochacha, your life will be hanging mineged. So shalokeach lochitim lashana, that somebody who has to buy wheat every year. Ufachata laylaviyomam zeshu lokeach manasitki, that somebody who has to buy wheat more often. Votamin vachayecha zeshu lokeach manapalter. And somebody has to buy daily from the baker.
And I'm relying on the palter, meaning I have no food.
And therefore, that's why I wasn't thinking straight, and that's why I got upset at him. But it wasn't that I was upset, chas v'shalom. I wasn't focusing. Micah Dun, getting back to the issue. Micah Dun, what's the halacha of Dam Nevela? So, hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra, we learned in the Mishnah in Idios, Al Dam Nevela Shutar. So it says in the Mishnah, Tar, Dam Nevelas Tar, only Buster Nevelas Tamin, Dam Nevelas Tar. Says the Gemara, who says that's what it means?
My Tar, Mahu Tar, maybe Tar means Tar Milahachshir, Halatamus Batame. Maybe Tar there just means it's not Machshir Lakabal Tuma,
right? One of the seven liquids, right? Something has to become wet with one of the seven liquids in order for it to become Tame. Maybe that's what Tar means in that Mishnah. Maybe it just means it's not Machshir, but it can be Matame. Somewhere I said, no, you can't say that. Why? Tama and Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Machshirin, Dama Sheretz, we skip the next word, Kibsaro. The blood of a Sheretz, one of the Shmona Shratzim, they try to listen in Shmini, is like its Basar. Mitame Veino Machshir. The blood of a Sheretz has the status of its flesh. It's Mitame and not Machshir. Vein Lanu Kayotzebo. And there's nothing else like that. So what does that Mishnah say in Machshirin? There's nothing else that is mitame and not machshir. So you can't say that that's the pshat of the earlier Mishnah. That, what does tahar mean in the Mishnah in Idios? It's mitame, but it's not machshir. No, the Mishnah says in machshir, and there's nothing like that. So Gemara said, no. Maybe it doesn't mean there's nothing like that ever. That's mitame and not machshir. It means this. Ein lano kayotze bo shir tumaso. No, nothing is like a sheretz where the dam of the sheretz is like the basar of the sheretz in terms of how much is mitame, the size of a lentil seed. But you can have something that's mitame and not machshir. So we still have the possibility that when the Mishnah says in Idios that dam nevela is tahar, maybe it means not machshir, but it is mitame. So what's the maskana? So Amar Yosef, man damar tamik Rav Yehuda, man damar tahar, krim shim b'mseira. So we said it's a machlokas tanoim. Amalei Rav Avduma, nechusa, yos, it's appropriate. I think it's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds tame. Because he's the one, Rabbi Yehuda, moraina denasihavi. He was the one that gave that psak in Beis Rebbe that we said means if it had the right amount, it would have been mitame. So that's how you know Rabbi Yehuda holds his mitame, period. Okay, back to the Mishnah about Roke. So again, we had a machlokas. The Tanakhama said that only Roke in the Shuka Elyon is Batame. Rabbi Yossi says it depends where on the street. So the Gemara says, Lo kein amar Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina lo goz arukam shem b'Yerushalayim. Didn't we, Rabbi Yossi Chanina, say that all spittle, all saliva in Yerushalayim is tar? Right? Even the Shuka Elyon? The Gemara answers no. No, that's talking about except that place. Ha idmar alei Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Katzon shal gayim ayisham. No, it's, besides that place, in that place, it is matame. Period. B'shar yemos hashana. So what? But what did Rabbi Yossi say? The next Mishnah depends where. Depends where on the street, right? Yontif time, the Torah people walk in the middle of the street. There's more of them, and the rest of the year, the Torah people walk in the middle. Explaining. B'shar yemos hashana hatame malchin shibolis. The rest of the year, the tummy people walk shibolis. That means straight in the middle. V'tahorin malchim inatzad, and the Torah walk on the side. And now we flip the girsa. Hatimeim. So the whole rest of the year, the Timeim, Mahalkinstam, they walk in the middle of the street. They don't identify themselves. They're just walking. Fahataharim Amdulam Prushu. And the Tahar are on the side. They say, stay away from us. Stay away from us. Because they're the minority. They're the ones that have to take precautions. Bishas HaRegel, but on Yontif time, Hataharim Mahalkin Shibolas. The Yontif time, the Tahar ones walk in the middle, straight. Fahatimeim Mahalkin Minatzad. And the Tahar ones walk on the side. And again, we flipped it. Hatahorin Malkinstam and Yontif time, the Tahar ones walk without identifying themselves, because we assume that everybody got Tahar for the Yantif. Remember, that's the Mishnah Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Chayav l'taratz aspo beregel. You try to go to the mikvah before Yantif. V'hatimeim orm l'prushu. And the Tameim are the ones that say, you know, stay away from us because we don't want to make you, Tamei. So that's the, explaining and expanding on, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that it depends where they were. One more line. Kala kelim nipsa v'chulis. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. Kalim. Kalim. So we had first day, depends it's there, if it's going down to the mikvah, going up for the mikvah, and then Rabbi Yossi says everything's tar except for those three kalim. So didn't we have a general statement? Also similar question that we just had, that weren't there call kalim Yerushalayim are assumed to be tar. Answer, the Tanakhama holds, but not if it's on the way down to the mikvah. Mikiva chenimsu derech yirid lebeis tefila nasu hochiach. If it's on its way down to the mikvah, so you have to assume that it is, it's tamei. Right? Why would it be going down to the mikvah? It must be that it's on its way to become, tahar. Period. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulon Tahar. Rabbi Yossi though says, oh, they're all tahar, even going down to the mikvah. But except for those three kalim. Those three kalim that have to do with burial. Abishal hayakari osan sipar. Rabbi Shal used to call that hammer, the meritza, a tziporin. They called it like a fingernail. Mandar et tziporin, shoot domal et tziporin. Why was it called a tziporin? Because it was similar shaped to a fingernail, like a pointy head. Mandar a meritza, the one who called it a meritza, a crusher, she meritza sa evan le basak varas. Because it was used to crush the stone, to the basak varas. Maybe when they use stones to bury, so crush the stone. The Rambam, here has a difficult pshat. It must have had a different girsa. Rambam says, and the Pirshei Mishnah is here, meritza was used to crush the stone, this crush the bones, to fit into the basket to carry to the burial. And the Tiferes Yisrael quotes the Rambam and says, what? They crushed the bones? Is that like not zolzol hames? They crushed the bones to fit into the basket in order to carry to the burial? Not like crush the bones. Right? So it's tzarech yin on that Rambam, you know, what the Rambam, how the Rambam says that. But he must have had a different, girsa. And one more line. Nimseis kashur v'chulu tani. The Mishnah quoted that if the socket and the kofetz are tied to each other, you can assume the kofetz is tar because the socket was tar. The Raisa has the opposite. Tani, a socket shur lo arei u'kamosa. No, if it's tied together, you have to assume that the socket was not tahar, just like the kofetz was not tahar yet. So flipped. Exactly. They're connected, you just don't know in which direction. Okay, we will stop here.